Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Joined here today in studio by Karen Hibbard. She's Executive Director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. What a delight it is to see you in person. It's not in Zoom. It's the real guy right here in front of me.
Well, we are happy to have you here, pre-recording this segment, obviously, for Friday. And first of all, how are you? It's great to see you.
I am doing well. Thank you very much. I'm delighted that it's June already. We're in the sixth month, and my goodness, what a difference a year makes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a crazy year, but starting to see things come back, events happening almost on a weekend basis.
Yes, absolutely. And Brandon, I'm so excited to not only for it to be summertime and for us to be able to get out and about as people have received their vaccine. We really are seeing that pent-up desire to be out, to be able to enjoy, to be able to experience things happening in our community. I have some data and some information to back that up, that we are seeing our leisure travelers coming just as what we expected would be coming about. So I really encourage people, if you are wondering what there is to do in Manhattan, we encourage you to go to our website. We've talked about that a lot. One of the positive things that came from being shut down during COVID, as you well know, we created a new website. And for folks to go to visit ManhattanKS.org, you will see that it's a lively website. But to be able to check our calendar of events so you can see what is happening is very, very easy for you to do. We also encourage people, if you have that opportunity to submit an event, that also is very easy for you to do, that it's a very user-friendly website. But I wanted to highlight a little bit of the activity that is going on, and that is next weekend, gear up, get ready, because the sunshine's going to be out, and we're going to have a great time here in this community. June 11th, my goodness. You name it, we're going to kick it off with Arts in the Park. For those listeners that are new to our community, that is a free concert that allows you to enjoy the beauty of City Park, the sights and sounds of that, take a picnic, plan on having a barbecue in the park area, and then enjoy the music that is provided by the Arts in the Park series. It will be our first one, and I guarantee you're going to have a great time. It's a good family memory for you to make. So according to our website, it's Derek Calvin and the All-Nighters that will be kicking that off on Friday, June the 11th. June the 11th is also going to be the weekend that we are going to celebrate the first inaugural event of the Manhattan High All-School Reunion, and headquarters will be in Aggieville. But you find the decade that you were a part of that class, and you can go to Aggieville, you can see your friends, you can reminisce, you can have a great time with those folks that are coming in to remember what it was like to be 17, 18 years old when you were looking for what is my future going to hold. And so for those that have graduated from Manhattan High, we welcome you back to Manhattan. We think you will find that Manhattan still has that small town charm, but we've grown a lot over the years. And so welcome home and come back often. Also, the June 11th, thanks to the HAT, they are bringing Parker McCollum to a concert here, and that's going to be held at Britt's Farm on Friday, June the 11th. And I know ticket sales are really, really strong with that. In talking with Ryan Platt that is at the HAT, he has expressed that well, that there's been a pent-up need for entertainment, and he is willing to provide that, that people are going to be going to see Parker McCollum at that out at Britt's Farm on Friday the 11th. We'd also be remiss that also that same weekend, on Saturday, June the 12th, what a glorious opportunity to enjoy Symphony in the Flint Hills.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Symphony was also fell victim to COVID last year and wasn't able to happen. But this year it will be in Morris County, just south of Council Grove, and it is a celebration of the 200 years of the Santa Fe Trail. So we encourage you, as our listeners, to get out to enjoy the Flint Hills. Possibly you might not have a ticket to Symphony in the Flint Hills, but it certainly doesn't slow you down from being able to journey. Just go journey on the Santa Fe Trail and envision what that would have been like to have been a pioneer in a covered wagon. You wouldn't have had the ease of asphalt as you were on the road. You would have had the joy of a mule or a horse leading your covered wagon as you were headed west for a new life. So, again, celebrate the Flint Hills. Celebrate where we live today and those that have gone before us. So, again, June, we look forward to June just continuing to be an opportunity for people to get out and enjoy.
Yeah. Okay. You know, with Symphony in the Flint Hills, not only did they not have their concert last year, the year before it got, there was a big thunderstorm that ruined it, and they weren't able to have their show there. So this is going to probably be a fantastic concert for anybody who's lucky enough to go to that.
That's exactly right. And yes, you did recall well that in 19, it seemed to be the summer of an abundance of moisture.
Yeah.
And so that did change a lot. And then if we had only known that not only with an abundance of moisture, we were going to have an abundance of a virus that was going to shut down the entire world the next year. So get out and enjoy, because now as people have been vaccinated, as I said, the opportunity to get out and to really enjoy being face-to-face with people, it's back.
Yeah. Well, June's full of activities, obviously, those. And Juneteenth is coming up here in just a couple weeks, and that'll be a big deal here in Manhattan. It's great because we're seeing more people, you know, coming to the city, and they're staying in our hotels and they're eating at our restaurants, and the numbers have got to be getting better.
Absolutely. And one other fun thing that is going to be taking, and thank you for also reminding our listeners of Juneteenth, because that is a great reason to celebrate and to celebrate where we are today and all of the activities that come along with that. But also we will be having our inaugural Restaurant Week, thanks to Kansa United Way being the real champion for that. And that's going to kick off on the 11th as well, and will run through the 20th. You can purchase a passport. You can do that either online through Kansa United Way's website. Certainly, it's available through our website as well, that you purchase a $5 passport, and then that allows you to go to, there are 20 restaurants that are participating in that restaurant week. So from the 11th to the 20th, go to your restaurant of choice, support Kansa United Way. We see this as a win-win, to be able to support a United Way that does such a good job of supporting so many great entities, as well as supporting our restaurants that have been so severely hit during COVID, as well as attracting visitors. It's always a delight to talk with visitors that have made it specifically to Manhattan, Kansas, to go to a specific, unique restaurant. And so we welcome that. We look forward to United Way's Restaurant Week becoming an annual event. And a huge shout-out of thanks to those participating restaurants. So get your passport, get out and about.
All right. Sounds like a great opportunity, and a great opportunity to eat locally here. Again, we're speaking with Karen Hibbard, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director. As far as May, how did the month of May go at our hotels?
Well, Brandon, I always appreciate that opportunity to be able to talk about how our occupancy has gone. As you know, I can share the month-to-month through April, and then I can talk the week-to-week through the month of May. Year-to-date through April, we're setting at 44.9% year-to-date in our occupancy. We'll skip back from in 2020 in April, we were setting at 42%. So we still are struggling a little bit to get up to where we really need to be. But our month for the month of April, not to confuse our listeners, but the month of April in 21 was at 55.9%. So we are seeing that things are improving. to share that point week to week. In the month of May, certainly we had a lot of activity going on, but the second week of May was Manhattan High graduation and Kansas State University graduation and Big 12 track and field championships all on that same week and weekend. That week we finished with a 70.6% occupancy. The third weekend was the Bill Snyder Half Marathon, and that made our hotel occupancy for that week being at 65.1. And then this last weekend, we hosted 3A state baseball and softball, as well as some other activities that took place. And that allowed our week to finish at 59.6%. So you can see as those leisure travelers come in, it does help our hotel occupancy greatly. And again, we are seeing that meetings are still a little slow. They're smaller in size, a little slow in coming back, as we knew, but they are coming back. But it is the leisure traveler, those special events that are taking place that are really helping things feel a little bit more like normal.
Well, that's great to hear, and meetings will come back eventually, I have a feeling, especially as people get more comfortable.
Absolutely, they will, and we're beginning to see this fall. We're seeing more meetings that traditionally are happening. They still will have many of our planners that we're working with kind of still doing a hybrid, that the opportunity to meet virtually on Zoom as well as in person. Again, it's up to each individual as to what they feel most comfortable with, and we have to respect that we want people to be safe. We also want people to be able to still learn and better their organization and themselves as they come together to meet.
And as far as the technological capacity, you have that to meet their needs?
Well, yes, as our hotels, that certainly is very important for our hotels to be able to provide that and go over that with their meeting, with the meeting planner, because you want that meeting planner to have a great experience. So as you are dealing with those kind of challenges, you want them to be able to say, hey, that was great, I'm going to go back to Manhattan next year when we are back in full forces meetings as we know it. So, I'm very, very pleased with our hotel folks and their offerings that they provide to those that come to utilize their facilities.
All right. Well, we talked in the news here this past week about the potential for a new art museum in Manhattan, and I want to just kind of get your thoughts on that. And obviously it's a big project. We're not digging dirt yet on any sort of project, but the possibility of that coming to Manhattan and from a CVB perspective.
Sure. Well, first of all, we really want to thank the DeBryans and their vision for this community and their love for this community to be able to share and to showcase art in a totally different way. I think that we all win from that opportunity to be able to attract a visitor. The more offerings you have, the better we all are. To be able to entice and to showcase what we have, I think, is really great. We go back and look at research that we had conducted back in 2016, still is valid today, even though 2016 seems like many, many years ago. I'm going just to remind our visitors that 38% of our visitors that come into our community are baby boomers that range in ages 52 to 70. That means they have a little bit more time on their hand. They're looking for something that's unique, that opportunity to linger longer, if you wish. 29% of our visitors that come into our community are the ages of 22 through 39. And so they also are looking for that experience that inspires them, if you wish. What do those visitors do when they come into our community? 70% of them dine out. 42% of them shop. 65% of them come to enjoy KSU, whether it is the educational opportunities or the sporting events. 65% of them come for something that's connected with Kansas State University. And 25% of them come to visit the Flint Hills Discovery Center. The Discovery Center has over 70,000 visitors that come to see them over a year. So to bring that opportunity, potentially, with the new Art and Light Museum, their estimates are that they'd be about 75,000 visitors a year. What a great opportunity to get visitors to come to our community, to stay longer. Anytime we have that opportunity to attract a visitor that can stay for longer than 4 hours, that increases their offerings to their ability to stay overnight. So it's a win-win to be able to have an opportunity to inspire folks, to be able to keep them here in our community longer. We look forward to having more in which to market, to be able to tell that story better, to be able to inspire and say, now that you've been to the Art and Light Museum, make sure you go to the Flint Hills Discovery Center. We also want you to go to the Beach Museum. By the way, how about the K-State Gardens and the Insect Zoo? The list goes on and on. Maybe you want to finish your evening at the Liquid Art Winery. The ability to relax. How about golf? Oh, you haven't been to Tuttle Creek? You need to enjoy what Tuttle Creek. So you can see, Brandon, as we have more to offer, we can certainly help people think of all of the things that they could do in which to be, to say, oh, Manhattan, what a great community you are.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the best parts of the state here, right here in Manhattan.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, Karen, it's always a pleasure, and it's good to see you again in person.
Brandon, I'm glad to know you really exist. So thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you again next month.